Offering cleaner homes through a faith-based business, this mother-daughter duo is excited to bring prayer and service to your home. Welcome Elizabeth Best and Marianne Martin from Bless the Mess Cleaning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being here today. So tell us the story behind Bless the Mess. How did it begin? What inspired the name? What inspired you to go into business with your mom?
Honestly, I think it was God, because for like months, I just love cleaning in general. And so like for months, I talked about starting my own cleaning business, but I didn't know like business-wise how to do it. And then just like out of the blue, she was like, hey, we should start this. And which business-wise, she has down because they ran a restaurant and all that, you know. So I just kind of was like, all right, let's do this. I mean, I know all about the cleaning and I got like the great customer service side, all that stuff. And then she's got business. So it's like perfect together.
How has it been in business with your daughter, the dynamics? I'm guessing that sometimes it's hard to not be the mom.
I catch myself sometimes, you know, Marianne, you need to do this, this, and this. And she's like, mother, I know that. I'm like, yes, I'm sorry, you know, but it's a mother thing.
Yeah, I'm a mom too. It's hard to step out of that role and have a different type of relationship of business partners or coworkers. Was there any fear starting things that maybe this wouldn't work out so well?
Yes. Well, we're both very strong-minded and hard-headed, and so I was afraid we would like butt heads and stuff, but you know, we both get to clean in, and as long as we're on our own path, it's okay. And then we'll just ask questions. And if one gets a little snippy with the other, it's like, whatever, brush it off, keep going.
Yeah, you have a job.
We're best
to
friends
do.
At the end, so it's okay.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that is, you know, oh gosh, I wouldn't want to necessarily see my mom every single day. And I want to be independent and on my own. And I think sometimes those dynamics can feel difficult, but they can also be really beautiful too, of yes. being able to be with your mom every single day. You know, it goes both ways.
Yes, it does.
So tell me what kind of services that you offer with Bless the Mess. What are you guys doing?
We do deep cleanings, just like your average basic cleaning if you wanted.
Like a weekly or a bi-weekly cleaning that people have in their houses?
Yeah, pretty much like whatever they want. Most people, they do like deep cleanings like once a year or twice a year. It just kind of depends. And then like basic cleaning, some people have us come like every other week, once a week, you know, once a month type deal. And then we just go through and do like your basic, like clean everything. And then we also offer like organization, which usually whether it's a deep clean or not, we still go through and just organize things just to help people out. And then we always try to get the little things that no one ever notices. So like if you have like a cup in your bathroom for like your toothbrush or something, you know, like we'll clean all that for you because most people miss that. Mm-hmm. And then we get in behind everything that we can. We clean like the walls. I mean, we try to get everything, especially the stuff that you wouldn't notice the most, just to help out.
One of the things, I've had a cleaning lady at my house for a couple of years now, and she took a dish that I had for like a serving dish, and she put it in my bathroom to have kind of just all those little things on your bathroom counter. She put it all in, and it just felt nice to come into my home, my bathroom, and have things in a nice looking dish. It wasn't just a, you know, plastic bin. Yes. It was a nice looking serving dish. And it's not something I would have ever thought. Do you think your brains are kind of wired differently to kind of see those details of like, yeah, here's this toothbrush cup that nobody ever thinks of cleaning or picking up and cleaning underneath it? Where do you think you get that inspiration to see those little details?
Me personally, I have two little kids. And so they like to find everything that you wouldn't think would be there. So I've learned how to look for the littlest details that you wouldn't think are there. And so when I'm at someone else's house cleaning, I especially want them to just come in and be like, oh, wow, this was cleaned. That is amazing. And then just get super excited.
Elizabeth, you have the business background, but how's the cleaning feel for you? I think I'm allergic to cleaning. It it feels like a punishment for me. That was not something. I mean, I was the type of kid that when my parents told me to go clean my room, it was like the worst thing ever. They clearly hated me that they were telling me to do this. Do you have an aversion to cleaning? Your daughter seems like she really loves it, but how's your feelings on it?
I enjoy cleaning. I enjoy helping people. I like to come home to a nice clean house. When I get off work, I want to relax. And I love for our clients when they come home just to be able to relax and not to have that worry.
Well, and I think that people forget sometimes how much your environment plays into your mental or emotional state.
Yes.
I've been through times where I was getting divorced, just single mom, kind of scraping by and trying to kind of figure out. Cleaning my house was the last thing on my list, just kind of survival mode. And my best friend came and she picked up every room of my house. And it still to this day was one of the kindest things I think that anyone's ever done for me. Do you think that that was part of the inspiration for you guys to, yes, you liked cleaning, but you probably could, you could work for a cleaning company. You could, you know, there's other things that you could do that didn't entail starting your own business and you guys going out there and doing that. Do you think that kind of making sure that you're impacting your customers on a deeper level was part of the basis of starting the business?
Absolutely. I feel like one of my main things, so we come in, or I go and I do a walkthrough, which is, it's a free walkthrough just to get an idea of your house. And that's mainly just to get to know you, make you more comfortable with us. And then just to find out, like, what you like, you know, little things just about the person. So that way when we do go in, we know how to clean and make it comfortable for them. And that way when they come home, they can just relax and just let go. 'Cause there's people out there that just get super stressed out with cleaning. And I completely understand 'cause I get like that sometimes, you know, with myself. 'Cause we have church and then my husband works night shift and I am a stay-at-home mom, but I'm always busy with both of my
kids.
You
own your own business. How can you say you're a stay-at-home mom?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I like other people to be able to just, the weight just be gone of having to come home and feel like they're just overwhelmed with cleaning, because even just the smallest thing can just be overwhelming for somebody. Mm-hmm. And so it's just better to do it and make someone just happy.
We're here with Bless the Mess, a mother-daughter duo, cleaning company here in town. What makes Bless the Mess different than other cleaning companies around?
Well, we are faith-based, and I believe that we really do try and reach out to our customers and get to know them a lot better and just kind of make friends out of them and just let them know, like, at the end of the day, we're all family, and if there's something that you need, just let us know.
What do you think, what does that mean for you to have a faith-based cleaning company? Elizabeth, let's hear from you what the faith-based part of a cleaning company, where it's cleaning. How do you bring your faith into that, some may think or say?
Well, when you're cleaning for someone, a lot of times they're there. And they may just get to talking to you about maybe something that's going on in their life. And you know, you can ask them, say, well, do you want to sit and we'll pray about this? Or would you like for us to pray about this? Offer them, you know, some advice. Show them some scripture. Show them love. You know, invite them to the church. There's never, you never want to miss an opportunity to welcome somebody into, you know,
and I think part of it, too, sometimes is just being a faith presence. And so even if they're not interested in what you're having to offer, just praying for somebody can make the difference, even if they're not faithful themselves. Just say, you know, you don't know the impact that you're really making in the long run sometimes.
Yes. It's all about planting the seed.
Mm-hmm.
What are some challenges that you've had owning a cleaning company, and how have you tackled them? What are the hardest things that you find?
Probably like the promotion wise, because there is so many cleaning businesses out there. So if you're not out there, knocking on doors and asking people like, "Hey, have you heard of us? Would you like our, business?" Or just, I've learned the best way to do it is just randomly talk about it with some person, and the next thing you know, they're like, "Hey, well, would you like to come here? Or do you have a card?" But that's pretty much it. And then our family and stuff has been really good at tagging us on Facebook for people that just need a basic clean or something. It's not been too hard to reach out, but like I said, with so many businesses out there that clean, it does make it a little bit harder.
I think, and you have to kind of have that edge to set yourself apart.
Yes.
And that means not everyone is going to reach out to you. Not everyone is interested in a faith-based cleaning company.
Yes, right.
And how do you deal with that? Because it's not always easy.
Well, we are not very pushy with like pushing our faith on people. Like, if they want to talk about it, that's wonderful. But at the end of the day, we are just there to love on you and clean your home and just make you happy. And I've noticed a lot of people, if they think you're faith-based, they think you're going to come in and just start like
Saging the
preaching.
whole
And
place, or
yes,
yeah, leaving Bibles in everybody's nightstands,
and
and
that's not at all us. Like, we love God, but we also love our people. Like, we just want to be there for you and get your house clean, help you out. If you have questions or anything, obviously we're there to answer those.
well, and like I said, it your environment impacts your overall life, quality of life so much, and people
Yes.
forget that sometimes. We'll be right back. Our conversation continues with the owners of Bless the Mess Cleaning, Elizabeth Best and Mary Ann Martin. Thank you, ladies, for being here today. Elizabeth, you were involved with a restaurant. Your family owned a restaurant?
Me and my ex-husband, we've owned several businesses, a restaurant, a garage.
How does this compare to kind of some of the other restaurant or other businesses that you've owned? I assume that just working with your daughter is a big difference, but how else does it compare?
It's not a whole lot of difference. You have your clients that you see all the time that you love. They become your family, and then you have clients that you just go and clean maybe once a year. Either way, you still come very connected with your clients and your clientele. And in the end, when you own a business, you're just out here trying to help somebody.
Well, and I'm guessing in all aspects of the all industries you've been in, there are some clients that are not a good fit for you as well. And nobody really wants to talk about the negative side of business ownership. But that, and women probably tend to take things a little bit more personally. How have you kind of learned over the years of, okay, that's not my customer. I still have these other great customers, these other great relationships. I'm making an impact here. How do you kind of deal with rejection, I guess, a little bit?
Well, I worked in I was a benefits advisor at a hospital for years. And so you kind of get used to people being upset when you're dealing with other people's especially their money when it comes to medical bills and
Yeah.
stuff. So I got to where I was used to handling certain situations, and you just have to be kind. You have to be kind and understanding and take people's opinions and the way they feel to heart and try to use that to incorporate it into your business and into how you treat people. Most of the time, the way you treat people is the way you're going to be treated.
Yeah, I think and kind of staying calm and you have this mission of spreading a faith-based business to people, and that probably helps. Was there some ground rules that you ladies put in place when you started the business of this is what we need to make sure we focus on and how we stay, building a business with a family member, and you've done it a few times, is not always easy. Were there some rules you put into place for each other?
Mainly just communication. Like, if something happens, we need to communicate it and be honest. And then like with our clients and stuff, always make sure everything is understood at the beginning. And like I drew up like this paper, like kind of like a contract. So like when I go through and do my walkthrough, we understand everything that we're doing. There is no miscommunication. And then they sign it and then we talk about it, discuss it, make sure we're all on the same page. And it just makes it a lot easier, a lot better flowing. And that way our customers end up happy in the end.
So is that kind of the process that if somebody, they're interested in and maybe looking at your services, they have you come over, they go through a consultation with you, you kind of work out a plan of what's going to work best. And then you start right away. Is that, and is it always, you have to go weekly, you have to go every other week, you have to, you know, is there a commitment aspect of things?
It all just depends on the client. We've had some people that I've went in, I've done a walkthrough, and then we set a date for us to come in and clean. And then we may just clean that one time. And then we may come back. It's all based on like our first visit type deal. If they want just something right then and there, cause they have something coming up, you know, they just need help. Then we'll do that. You know, it's no problem. And I always reach back out and see if they would like us to come back or anything.
Well, and it's not a one size fits all solution. So yeah. Somebody may want you just to be able to clean their kitchen or their kitchen and their master bathroom. They yes. may want their own kids to clean their bathroom to teach some skills there. So it's not that somebody has to say, you're coming, you have to clean my whole house. Each situation is very different.
It is. We have some clients that don't want their bedrooms touched at all, and then we have some that specifically want some of like their room, like their closet or something done. We've learned like a lot of times, like the parents that we go clean for, they'd rather their kids' rooms be left the way it is and their room left. That way their kids can learn how to do all that. But other than that, I mean, it's every house is different. So it all just depends on the person and what they want done.
Well, and even not just with the services that you're offering, but products or smells or things that you want that personal touch with everything you do.
Yes. When I go through and do my walkthrough, I always ask if they're allergic to anything. Do certain smells bother them? Would they prefer one smell over another? Or even if they want their own products used, we do not mind whatsoever.
Are there certain products that people are pretty particular about?
Some people don't like the smell of bleach and they don't want it used. Other than that, so far we've not had any issues. Now, some people just don't like real strong smells. So like if you use like a Febreze or something like that, they prefer you not to because they don't like the smell. It hurts their allergies.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think I'm a more sensitive to smells. My husband, I'll say, what smells? What's happening? He has a lotion that I swear every time he uses this lotion, I'm like, what did you spray? I literally can taste it.
Yes.
It's a very strong smelling. And we're living in an era where people are very conscious of eco-friendly and, like you said, bleach and toxins. And
yes.
How has that learning curve been for you to kind of learn all of the things that people might be worried about?
It's a little different, especially like if you have a certain way that you clean your own house, and then each client is different. Some are allergic to bleach, some are allergic to like vinegar, stuff like that. So it's been a little different, but it's not been too hard. As long as we just have a basic understanding of what they'd rather us use, we're good to go.
Good communication.
Yes.
Are you having to do continuing education yourself to know other alternative products for somebody who might be allergic to bleach or allergic to vinegar, or, you know, kind of keeping up to date of new products or new techniques that are coming out?
Yes.
I'm sure that's a thing.
We are always watching for new products that may be coming out that are hypoallergenic or different things like that that will help our customers or that our customers might like better, because we love our customers and we want to make sure that they're happy.
Yeah. Well, and you don't want to harm them,
no.
You know, accidentally.
Right.
Is that they may not know that they have, you know, an allergy to something, and then you keep using it and then it takes a year to realize it's because of this product, you know,
right.
that would be unfortunate. So kind of checking in and making sure that everything's going good along the process of
yes.
of working with people. I'm sure is, you know, part of the importance of things. Any tips that you can give for people to kind of keep their home tidier or cleaner in between maybe your services?
Well, it all just depends. Like, if they have animals and stuff, I recommend, like, if you have, like, a long-haired animal, you know, like, you sweep, like, maybe once a day or every other day just to kind of help yourself out. And then, you know, like, bathrooms and stuff usually, like, especially if we are going, like, once a week or once every other week, just, like, a basic little wipe down here and there, and in your kitchen and, like, you know, your dishes and stuff. But usually most of our clients, their houses stay pretty clean in between us being there.
Well, and there's easy products like Clorox wipes, yes, that aren't just, you know, taking out so much, you know, a spray, a paper towel, all that kind of stuff. There's easy products out there that people,
yes,
can use.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us this morning. We have Elizabeth Best and Mary Ann Martin from Bless the Mess Cleaning, a mother-daughter duo that offers prayer and service in your home. I love that. That's kind of the description for Bless the Mess. And how did you figure out that name? How did you settle on? Because I feel like often people wouldn't say my mess is a blessing unless you stop and think, okay, well, this mess means I have kids. This mess means I have a home. This mess means I have these things. We forget about that sometimes, and we walk in and you walk into your kid's room and you can't walk through the room because the toys are everywhere and it's just, it's terrible and it's overwhelming and you feel kind of angry about it. So where did that name come from?
Well, actually, we were trying to figure out like what to name it, and like we're going through all these names, and then my husband just sitting there out of the blue was like, how about Bless the Mess? And then me and my mom was like, that is perfect.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it can be overwhelming to have something. And to some people, it could just be like a few things sitting around. Or to some, like with me, I have little kids. So definitely toys and just they get into everything.
Crumbs,
you know?
Yes. Yes.
So I would love for someone to come in and like bless me and clean it for me. You know, yes, what I mean? Save me some time.
I've actually, for a couple people that I've at baby showers, I've given a home cleaning gift certificate to them to have their home clean. And I thought, is this offensive to people? Because to receive it, you have to kind of put yourself aside and say, this person is just trying to bless me with something,
yes,
so that, you know, after a baby comes, it's not so overwhelming and someone else can come in and kind, yes, of clean and organize things. But it is difficult sometimes to kind of put that aside and not think, well, someone must think that I'm a messy,
right,
person.
No one should ever think like that, though. I mean, everyone goes through life. Everyone has things. Some people, you know, they may be able to keep their house spotless, while others, like me, who has two little kids, it's hard. I mean, and you're constantly running around behind them, picking up after them, and you just want to sit down. And I'm fixing to have a baby in December, so I totally understand, like, if someone wants to give me a, you know, a gift card for someone to clean my house, that's awesome.
Hint, hint, mom, maybe that's
us. Yes.
What's an area that when people are kind of going through their house that they kind of forget, this is something that needs to get cleaned?
Pantries.
Pantries. Yes.
Pantries is one of them that people really don't think a whole lot about.
Well, and cleaning it. You know, every now and then we'll organize the pantry, we'll pull things out, you know, put things in the right places, but we don't actually clean it. Don't come to my house and look at how much, but it's not something that I probably, you know, I just noticed the other day there were a bunch of crumbs on a drawer in the pantry that I thought, oh, I guess I probably should wipe that out. A refrigerator is something that people forget to clean too.
Yes.
I feel like that's something where you're just in your everyday living,
yes,
and it's hard to think. You may see it, but you're in the middle of something else when,
yes,
you see those things.
Yes. A lot of people, like, they'll be trying to hurry and get through something, and, like, they'll see it and be like, oh, I'm going to come back to that. But then a lot of times you don't get to because, you know, life just takes a hold of you and you just get busy and can't do it.
Window seals.
Window seals, yes.
Baseboards.
Baseboards, yes. Especially like underneath like your sink and stoves and stuff. And I've learned like, so like on top of the cabinets where there's like the little spaces and stuff, that stuff never really ever gets touched. And so that's something like you want to get up there and do, like for your clients and stuff, just to make sure that it's all clean.
Well, and you mentioned allergies earlier. That is somewhere that dust and cell skin cells and all the things, especially if you have pets, dander, yes, all that kind of stuff, will settle that you don't see. So you may look like you have a clean house, but the air you're breathing has these particles in it from, yes, this dander that's just sitting there.
Yes. Yeah, it does build up over time, especially like if you don't see it, it's at, you know, out of sight, out of mind thing, mm-hmm, and you don't think about it until you're like, you get into cleaning and like you're deep cleaning and all of a sudden you see it and you're like, oh wow. And then, you know, you have to go through and do it all.
Yeah, that can be really tough. Can you just describe a situation, a client that really just impacted your business, what you got, and you were reassured that what you're doing and where you're at is the right place for you?
Probably our pastor and his wife. They were our very first clients. And she gets deep cleanings done because they are always so busy. And we came in, we cleaned, we did a deep clean for her, and she was just so over the moon about it. And every time we turn around, she's telling someone like, hey, check them out. Hey, just, you know, give their Facebook page a look at, you know, like stuff like that. And then other than her, we have a couple others that they just get so excited about us coming, and they post about us all the time. It makes us feel good, and we know, like, okay, we're doing something right here.
Well, and I often think of my lady that cleans my house as like, she's a part of the family a little bit, of like what it impacts so greatly. Our home, and our home, your home is your sanctuary. That's where you want to be. And so if you have somebody that's coming into your personal space, it is really impactful. And there's a trust aspect to things. And so you, yes, want to make sure that this is someone you trust and that you know, mesh with. But I always want to make sure she realizes how much she truly impacts my home, my life, me as a mom. It's taken so much stress off me to have somebody help me out with that and be able to come into my home. What do you want potential customers or clients, people who are thinking, I think sometimes I used to think, well, I'm not rich enough or fancy enough to have somebody come in and help me clean my house. Or there's clearly I'm a bad woman or a bad mother or a bad employee, or that I can't, this isn't something I can handle myself. What do you want customers to know, you know, when thinking about reaching out to a cleaning company?
Especially these days and times, there's people are under so much stress. We just want them to know that you do not have to be wealthy to have someone to come in and help you clean. If you call us and you need your house clean, you've been down and you're trying to get back on your feet and you just need the help, we will come and we will do what needs to be done, and we will help. And if all you can afford is a few dollars or a little donation or something, then that's fine too. You know, we're here to help too as well, and we want everybody to have less stress.
What do you see the future? You had mentioned maybe creating a product at some point. What do you see the future of Bless This the Mess?
I see us going pretty far out there. We are wanting to come out with our own like window cleaner product, just to clean like the mirrors and stuff. Eventually, you know, we'll branch out more than that, hopefully. But as of right now, we're going to start simple, because we've noticed, like, you know, there's some cleaners that they just do not, you know, they leave streaks. There's some that just smell terrible, like vinegar. And we've been messing around and finding a few things. And so hopefully soon that'll come out.
What do you think? Right now it's just the two of you. Do you think eventually you'll have employees that you'll have on the team and be able to, you know, impact? Again, it's not just cleaning homes. You're praying with these people. You're hopefully instilling goodness in them as you, you know, are working with them? And how impactful can that be with more employees? Do you plan on having that be a part of things?
We hope so. We hope that eventually our company will expand. As a mom, you always want to leave something for your children when you leave this world. Mm-hmm. And so I just hope that we get a good business going and we can expand. And maybe one day I can retire to the beach. She can take over and have plenty of clients.
Well, and you're impacting grandbabies too, that you, current and future, that, you know, they get to look at mom and grandma and think that they started a business together and they're impacting these lives of other people. And there's a good, you know, kind of legacy that you're leaving behind, more than just providing a service to people.
Yes.
I think the fact that you have a business, a mission disguised as a business is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Not all businesses do that. How can people find you if they want to follow along and see what you're doing, see what services you offer, find you?
Well, we have a Facebook page called Bless the Mess Clean & Co. And on there is our phone number. We also have like business cards that we leave with our clients, so that way if they have a friend come over, they can pass that around. And then we have an email if people want to reach out to us. It's just Bless the Mess Cleaning. bm@gmail.com.
And I'm sure with so many cleaning and, you know, companies out there, it's hard to kind of make yourself set apart. What lasting note do you want to leave people on to know why they should hire Elizabeth and Marianne, the powerful mother-daughter duo?
Well, we are very non-judgmental people, and like, we just want to come and love on you and clean your home and just make you happy at the end of the day.
Well, and I think that that's a huge impact. I think people forget is that your environment really can affect so many things. So if you have the right cleaning company that can come in and help and not make you feel shameful about any condition that you're in.
That's right.
And because that is very overwhelming. And when you're already in a hole and you're trying to dig yourself out, having the right people in the right environment to support you out of that is really important. So what's that Facebook page again?
Bless the Mess Clean & Co.
And what's the phone number?
931-280-8006.
Give the ladies a call. Have them come out and do a consultation. They're not afraid of pets. They'll work with your product choices. All the good things. Best of luck to you guys. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.